The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, from history to a bit of art, Johnny Lawson is a visual artist from Leitrim, and he got in touch to tell us about what he does on the YouTube channels as well. If you go to his channel, you get long form videos of Irish landscapes with sounds of nature, light and shadow, and the videos, they're extra long. He'll tell us all about it. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning, Oliver.
You're in Leitrim.
I am. I'm sitting on the side of a hill overlooking towards Sligo and the Atlantic.
Beautiful. And what's it like over there at the minute?
Right now, it's absolutely gorgeous. But it's always pretty peaceful around here.
You can even hear the birds singing. I could just make it out, actually, behind you. Tell us about
I'll let you in a little secret there, Oliver. Yeah? That happens to be one of my videos playing in the background.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, there you see.
I listen to my own work.
You already brought us into the peaceful landscapes of Leitrim. Tell us about your videos, and some of them are 8 hours long.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I've created this kind of quiet corner on the web where people can go and just feel a sense of calm and tranquility.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, I set up the 8 hours because in the beginning with YouTube, you could only do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And people from anywhere around the world who were using my work to relax or stay calm or whatever. Some people with insomnia were ringing and saying, listen, your videos are wonderful for getting to sleep, but then when we wake in the middle of the night with back to the noisy city, back to the noisy neighbours, could you please make them so they last throughout the night? So that's how the 8 hours came about.
Because after 10 minutes it goes. I mean, we use the kind of fire ones the odd time because we've no fire in a flat and you put on the fire and you can have a nice toasty thing. So this is kind of bringing you into landscapes if you're feeling a little bit locked in and a little bit contained at the moment.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, I know there's so many nature lovers out there and, you know, with the restrictions in place now, which are duly warranted, these are kind of a virtual sense where you can... just sit with the spaces. It's the kind of, I record the kind of space you like to sit as a person on your own with nature and just absorb the healing energy of the surroundings. So I've tried to capture that in sound and vision. So it's a virtual sense of that.
Now YouTube.
I kind of really felt when I started this and was getting the messages from abroad how lucky we are here in this country. You know, there's millions, possibly billions of people on the planet who will never, ever see the kind of nature that we have on our doorstep.
And this is a one way of doing it. And because YouTube lets you see who's watching them around the world, are they people from here or where are they watching them from?
Oh, absolutely everywhere. At the present time, my highest viewing public would be USA, followed by India and then Japan.
And especially because they can't visit at the moment.
It varies, you know, I suppose, depending on where YouTube is kind of promoting their site as well around the world, kind of has a bearing on it, I'm sure. I mean, like, I've even had views from North Korea, how they're getting in there, views from China, how they're getting in there, no idea. And the Vatican, I've had a few from the Vatican, so I've no idea who's viewing from there, but...
From the Vatican. I wonder.
From the Vatican. Now,
so they're nice long videos. And if you're, like Chris was telling us in the National Heritage Park, if you have a Fulloch Fee on the go and you've got a big nature's slow cooker is cooking your rabbit or whatever you're doing, or maybe there's vegan stuff I'm sure you can put in there, you can use one of your videos watching it in the meantime.
Well, I mean, a lot of people just kind of... our perception is amazing. Like, we can look at an image and we can hold that image in our head for a period of time.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people are doing is playing my videos on various screens around the houses, at their house, and allowing the sound to fill the space. Obviously, you have to come back to pick up a glimpse of the image again, but you hold that in your mind, and then, as I say, the sound is three-dimensional, so it's filling your space. But yeah, a lot of people just find it really calming in a healing way as well. I mean, I've had amazing comments.
It's a great service. It's a great service. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
You can go to youtube.com/Johnny Lawson. Visual
and Johnny is spelled JOHNNIE.
And Lawson is LAWSON.
S-O-N. Yeah, simple as that.
For being very specific. Thank you very much for that and the best of luck with it.
Good man. Thank you very much.
Thanks a million, Johnny. And of course, if you're, you know, you're having a bath, is often a good place to listen to those sounds and watch things. And we are hearing a text 51551. Oliver, you mentioned that you enjoy a seaweed bath. Can I highly recommend Kilcullen's Bathhouse in Enniscrone, County Sligo? Like yourself, a tremendous tonic. I assure you that you will, it will leave you so relaxed. Keep up the work, says Elizabeth. Thank you very much for that. Now we have men's sheds. Let's announce to the mammies of Ireland, we need mammies sheds. It's a great idea. Claire Byrne has set the trend. Bernadette in Leash says that. We're talking about books and Amazon, and I mentioned Kennys.ie and other shops. Independent Bookshop, Castle Bookshop in Castlebar. Mother and son run business. Please also think of your independent bookshops who would facilitate your orders. We've been writing personal notes to children and parents in isolation, and it's a positive experience for them as well. So that's the Castle Bookshop in Castlebar, County Mayo. I know it well. I know your people. I know your stock. Now, the time is just coming up to 10 to 10.